When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yates in the house.
Heard you were in my hood last night. Thank you. Yeah. Heard you were in my hood last night, Em.
She won in your hood last
yeah,
night.
She's yeah. She's
taking down titles. Around.
So where Emily plays trivia is my local.
Okay.
So we know a lot of the same people. So when I go, I'm going to ask them if they remember gassing you up after you guys got your first victory. Was there confetti? Was there a Duke's Mayo Bowl situation?
Well,
did we have a celebration
of her
Gatorade?
Because she was first there.
Yeah.
That she's going to end up first in trivia, and he got very excited.
And he came over and dapped me up afterwards, and was like, yes, you guys finally did it.
Was it the super tall guy or the
you
less
don't miss,
tall guy?
Super tall guy, not Justin.
The super tall guy,
yes,
okay.
Yes,
you're
yes,
you're there every week, yes, aren't you?
We're there every week. We're in the same spot every week. We have been going there almost 2 years now.
She's basically the Austin Reeves of this year.
Watch this transition. Watch this transition here. The super tall guy, does he or does he not look like Anthony Davis?
Oh.
Have you seen him?
With more hair on top.
Yes, exactly right. He does. It's not him.
Got AD in the bar.
I almost got myself fired.
It's not him, but that's who he looks like. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You all right,
Trav? Yeah, no. I'm not.
And not only did I win, I got the gift card and I got some beer tokens, too.
Beer tokens?
Beer tokens? How does that?
Well, I submit my token instead of just little, like, I won one extra beer round or whatever for naming this artist. And, yeah, I got an extra beer. But I had already finished drinking for the night. I had my two beers, and so I'm going to do it the next time I go.
Can you counterfeit said tokens? Again, like you create your own? Like
they are hard to manufacture.
I got a guy.
It's in my wallet right now.
Say, you don't need to
so I can
you
show
to
you
Brennan's
guys.
With me, you won't need any tokens at all. It'll be fine.
Jorge, I got a guy.
He's got a guy for everything. Lakers.
Smart check.
How much? 200? Is it always 200?
250 nowadays.
Again, expensive smog check for 200.
If it doesn't pass.
Oh, it's going to pass.
It's going to pass, but if it can't pass
can
somewhere else, 200's a steal.
Have any of us ever failed a smog check?
Yeah.
You have?
No, I haven't. No.
Okay, what was the response upon failure? Because I've failed it upon the first try, but the second try was successful.
After the wheels were greased.
So this was
familiar with that play. I'm sorry, what? How much did it fail by?
8 years ago, something like that. And the car that I had about 200 and let's call it 25,000 miles, something like that.
Okay.
And I was still, I was taking this thing to the end. We were going to the end.
Yeah.
It's a good car. Lexus is, you know, they go forever, right? So I remember going to a smog check place. And the initial one that I went to, they're like, yeah, it failed. So then I started doing a little bit more research.
Did you just drove away?
Yes.
Okay.
I drove away. Here was the problem. Here was the problem with it getting, I was already having so many issues with the car. So the question was, am I keeping the car or am I not?
Yeah.
Is it time to just get a different car? And then I eventually ended up at another smog check place thinking, hey, is something going to change? Is it going to be different? Any of that? Then there was kind of like an interesting
failed again. Okay.
Then there was like an interesting negotiation going on. I'm like, oh, let's just go ahead and just get the car repaired, fixed, and then get approved for a
my
smog
old
check.
Strategy for this was always to bring someone along. Let's just say I was involved in a Sidney Sweeney type of situation, presentation-wise.
Right.
This would always help when you're dealing with these types of individuals, at least back in D.C. in the DMV days, you know. Everyone's like, oh, okay, hello, welcome.
Yeah.
You're also getting through just fine.
Virginia's inspection is very intense. So a lot of times you would fail inspections in Virginia because it's the whole car. It's not just smog. They test everything
this
in your car.
To,
and
right.
you can have just small things and you fail your inspection and you have to go back again and it takes a long time. It's a pain in the neck.
I think I may know your guy because he does it in the back of the car wash by himself. And it's just like, yeah, we're good. Like, yeah, but the light's on. I can turn the light off. Just turn it on and...
We'll just took the battery out of the light. He's like, we're good.
Yeah, you had to clear the codes before. You could clear the codes and you would pass it.
That's
but
it.
But the code for mine was the gas cap. So I replaced it and put
the second
it.
You start to drive the car again, it comes back on. So yeah, you have like a you have like a way tentacle mile here. Little
I'm not a part of this.
Spot.
Like, I did not do any of this, Your Honor.
I heard about it online.
The old online rumor.
A friend
right.
told me.
That's
right.
Switcheroo.
That's right. All right, so let's play this out. And let me ask you this. I don't know if you heard us talk about this. What? Give me a – how many times out of how many times do the Lakers beat the Nuggets in this series? Like, for instance – Al said about 15%. I said I'm about 20. What do you think it is?
I think the Nuggets believe if they lose a game, they've messed up. They've lost, what, 8 straight to the Nuggets?
Lakers are 2-8 in their last 10.
And here's why.
0-8 in their last
here's
8.
Here's the thing, and I think a lot of Lakers fans, this is hard to manage because once you get into the championship bust mindset, that throws all things out. Lakers are a better team this year. West is better this year.
Yeah.
This loss, oddly enough, perhaps in the first round – does not indicate a worse season than last year. Personal opinion in terms of actual development of the team.
That is a very nuanced, and I'm not saying it's not accurate, but that takes a little bit of perspective and some nuance. If they played this series 10 times, the series, not a game, the series, do the Lakers win it once?
I think, yeah.
Okay.
So the Lakers might win it twice.
Okay, and there you go.
But that's the progress I'm referring to.
I guess what I'm getting at is this. I don't think the Lakers are going to win, but I also don't give them no shot at winning. I think that with LeBron James and Anthony Davis, if D'Lo makes shots, if all of the things break the way that they need to break,
they got to play
4 out of 7 times.
Perfect basketball 4 times.
They got to be really, really, really good 4 times in 7 games. I don't think that's impossible. I think it's hard because the other guys are really good too. That being said, let's assume they win. Where does this rank? Because it's weird to think this is a first round 2-7 matchup. LeBron James is a multiple time champion, multiple time MVP, all time leading scorer. I'm not going to recite his resume. But oddly, in your 21st season with a 7th seeded team going up against maybe not the number one seed, but the defending champion who many believe is the best team, to clip them has to be at least on the first page of his resume, doesn't it?
Oh, we're legacy talk now.
It's a real accomplishment for a guy that's accomplished virtually everything there is to accomplish, Al. This does not feel like, okay, you won a first-round series, big deal. It's much more meaningful than that for him on this team.
I think it's much more meaningful. However, if you lose in the next round, I don't know how much we're going to remember it.
I think that matters a great deal. That what happens
if
next
if you got to
matters.
The finals...
What if they run it out a little bit? And maybe it's the finals. Maybe
okay. And
but
even if you lost
a run,
hypothetically, even if you let's play that out, you got to the finals. You lost to the Boston Celtics.
You beat the Clippers on the way.
Ooh. Maybe you beat the Clippers on the way.
That'd
but
be fun.
But
just saying.
And I'm not telling you that Laker fans are going to feel great about getting to the finals and losing to the Boston Celtics. But the accomplishment of you took down Denver, you took out a couple other teams, he's 39 years old, he's still kind of doing what he's doing, you're back in the NBA Finals. Boston's been knocking on the door for years.
Sure.
They haven't been able to cash one. Sure. It's not like they don't have a good team. They
Boston's
got a great
been
team.
In the house and couldn't find the bathroom for years. Like, this is more than knocking on the door for the Celtics.
But I don't think it matters if you beat Denver and then you lost in the next round to the Minnesota Timberwolves.
I agree. If it's a shocking upset and then it's followed by your own exit, then I don't think it matters. But beat the Nuggets, be the 7th seed, year 21, 39 years old.
Yeah.
Go to the finals. Win the finals. Win the whole thing. I get it. This is part pipe dream, fantasy, whatever. But if they beat the Nuggets, they will have cleared the highest hurdle. At that point, maybe you could argue the Celtics are as high, but everything else is a much more manageable ask than what they're going to be asked to do starting on Saturday. And if they make that run, that's 2 in a Laker uniform. That is 1 virtually out of nowhere. The one they won in the bubble was not out of nowhere. They're the best team in the league. They were cruising along. All the other ones in Miami were not a surprise. The one in Cleveland is this crowning achievement of his career. That one's going to stay at the top forever. But beat the Nuggets, and all of a sudden it opens up a Laker legacy that is beyond the mercenary legacy that I think a lot of people look at him
so
as
you're,
right
you're
now.
You're doing that.
Doing
you're,
what?
You're saying that 2 gives immunity to
this particular team winning a title at this point in his career, I think changes everything.
Here's why I think it changes the most. And Slee, I think you will agree with me on this. Jokic is the best player by a country mile in the league right now. And it's not just the on-court stuff. Bro, if he gets 3 Russell trophies, rarefied air.
Yeah.
If
it's
they
only
do
six
it again.
Guys, I think.
7 guys, I believe.
Yeah.
That is almost a bigger accomplishment as far as the rest of the league is concerned. Yo, if you can knock down the big boy, then yes, that hurdle is clear. To me, that I get what you're saying in terms of Laker legacy, but if thinking about the NBA, if this guy can get Jokic out of the playoffs this early, and, that to me is from a basketball standpoint incredible.
It's not just get him out either. It's get him out, to your point, Jokic is at the
prime,
the top of the mountain right now. I agree with you. He's the best player by a mile, and if you want to argue someone else, I'm not really going to listen. He's the best guy.
I like that phrase.
LeBron James is not the second best guy, the third best guy. He's not the 10th best guy. He's LeBron James, but it's a totally different version of him. He's in his 21st blanking season.
He's a vintage car that still looks great.
He's a vintage car that's going to go win the Indy 500. Okay, that's not just, hey, it did a lap and survived, right, and we put it back in the garage. It's win the damn race. That's different, and you beat Verstappen in the process.
Okay,
right?
F1 chalk talk, yeah. M.
Did you look at Tiger any differently after he won his last Masters?
Yeah, because I thought it was way past the time that anything like that was.
But did it change his legacy in your eyes?
Absolutely.
Well,
big time.
I say that because I think his legacy, no matter what happened moving forward,
it changed
was
the
already
golf legacy.
Okay,
did you change the impact legacy?
Did you look at Tom Brady differently after his last Super Bowl?
Here's why.
Well, no. Okay, this is where I looked at Tom Brady. I think Tom Brady added a crazy step to his legacy by winning with a different team, a different franchise, different coach.
Belichick, yes.
The Belichick part of it, sure, but the difference with Brady is Brady got to the top and stayed there the whole time. There was never the dip, right? Like Brady's dip was minor here
but
and there.
The conversation was, hey, is this the franchise?
For sure.
Is it the coach?
If it's doing it away from your Robin Belichick in this case, then sure, I'll give you that. But Tiger went 10 years with not only not winning one, not even being close, really.
Yeah.
Like he was.
And his life changed, too.
His life changed.
Thing.
His health changed. Everything about it. LeBron James has not been. I know they made the conference finals last year, but they weren't close to getting to the finals. They got swept. You know what I mean? It just. It never felt like.
Sweep in NBA history, though. What? Sorry. Am I not talking about that?
This would be kind of out of nowhere. They're in the play-in tournament.
I would agree. But, you know, it's going to be tough.
I think it's a good. It's a good point of look where Jokic is in his career and having to go through Jokic to get there. By the way, I think that's kind
of everybody. Beating Drago in round one, you know what I'm saying, before you get to the rest of it.
And then you fight Bald Bull the rest of the way, right? Like you're not dealing with
the – Until the finals. Right? Until the finals.
Okay, then it's Piston Hurricane in the finals. Right. You get the other guy. Who is the Buddha-looking dude? That guy was hard to take
out.
Who
is that guy?
Had like a hippo
name
or – I forget what it was. He was tough. But – if they can beat them, now all of a sudden it's not like, okay, now another miracle needs to happen. Not really.
No.
You just need to kind of, are they better than Minnesota? They might be. Are they better than OKC? Beat them 3 out of 4. Like, it kind of lines up for you
honestly,
at that point.
You just got to play the way you have since February 1st. I think they have the 5th best record in the NBA since February, something like that. It's one of those. I did the math. So I just want to, every time we go back and we talk about Lakers and the Nuggets and how it's been over these, I don't like to call it the last 8 games. Let's go back all the way. Let's go a few years.
This goes back to the bubble when AD beat him with a buzzer beater to me.
Lakers are 12-11 against the Nuggets in their last 23 games.
Okay, you know what? Okay.
That's
Hi,
where
guys.
I'm
it
going.
Was great to be here. Last 23 games. That's our sample size sleep.
That's where I'm going
that's what we're
moving
doing?
Forward. It took a while to get there. I had to figure out exactly we're going to get to a positive. We got there. Since 2019-2020, Lakers are 12-11 against the Denver Nuggets. The 0-8 crap that you guys keep bringing
Small
up
sample.
Means nothing.
I was
small
somewhat
sample.
Facetiously referring to the bubble. You absolutely were not.
So small sample size. It doesn't even count. Doesn't even count.
I love it.
That's good.
All right. We got some phone calls. 877-710-ESPN. We'll do that. A lot more Laker talk to get to as well. Plus, the NFL draft 1 week from today, and the Rams actually have a pick for the first time in, I think, the last time that the Lakers were better than the Nuggets.
It's good to see you, boys.
That's coming up. It's Travis Lee. Thanks, Yates. 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, guys, we haven't done one of these
Aloha.
In a minute. Aloha.
So Cap.
We're a week away from the NFL draft, where presumably Caleb Williams will go number one overall to the Chicago Bears, and he'll be USC's sixth number one overall pick in the NFL draft. Okay, so
okay.
Caleb Williams will be the sixth. There are five other number one Ooh. Overall NFL draft picks. Okay, so. Oh, we're going to do a little last man standing. We'll see who can be the last man standing with what we have here. So
you might win this one.
I want to start with you, Al, because I think I can get you on the board with at least
okay.
one. All right, so Al, you start us off. Who is on this list?
Okay, I'm actually not sure if he was number one, but I'll go quarterback. Carson Palmer won or no?
Okay. Carson Palmer is the most
right now,
recent number one overall.
I think that's the only one I got.
No, you got one more.
Least,
for sure.
Yeah, you have at least one more. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Jorge?
Keyshawn.
There you go. That was
Keyshawn.
The other one.
Yeah. Yeah. Amigo.
Turn your mic. There you go.
Yeah, turn your mic.
Yeah.
Oh, my mic's on.
And now it is.
Yeah, now it is.
It wasn't for a second.
So we got two.
My
you
turn?
Muted yourself.
Yes. All right, Travis.
Anthony Munoz.
Oh! You didn't go for the most obvious one?
I wanted, okay.
You wanted that on the turn?
No. Go ahead.
Okay. Al, what is another number one overall pick from USC?
Was OJ number one?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So OJ is correct. All right, let's see, Jorge, see if you can get one on the board. These are hard ones.
Was Matt Leinart one? No.
All right, so Al, you win by default.
Can I guess at the? I think I know at least one of the
what
others.
What was
Seau? Seau was not number one.
Was he top five? Top
I don't
10,
know.
Like that?
I just know he wasn't number one. Marcus Allen?
No. The other two.
Hold on. Don't tell me yet.
They are. Old, like when you were in college.
Is it Frank Gifford?
No.
Who is it?
It's 1968. Ron Yeary.
Ron Yeary
Loved
was number
Ron
one.
Offensive tackle.
And they were back to back. OJ was the year after that, and then Ricky Bell, in 1977 to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
So Ron Yeary actually is like has a famous photography business, I believe, that he takes
really?
The team pictures for every team ever in the history of the world. I think that's the same guy. I could have it wrong. I would have bet the farm that Anthony Munoz was on that list. Shows you what I know. Nothing. A whole lot of nothing. Caleb Williams will be 6M, you said?
The sixth number one overall pick for USC.
The Rams have not picked in the first round since Jared Goff went number one overall 2016.
You want me to see you? Lakers Nuggets from 2016.
I still don't know if they're going to pick a player there. I think they're going to pick much earlier or much later. I'd be really surprised if they pick at 19. I think they'll end up picking at like 10 or 12 or at 40. I think that's kind of how they've been operating. I think what's interesting about this draft, because a lot of the mocks have the position that you see in the mocks, the Rams are taking a defensive player, and specifically a pass-rushing defensive player like Leiatu Latu, Chop Robinson. If you're into like the details of who these guys are, there's a podcast called Locked on Rams that's free and available wherever you get your podcasts. Never behind a payroll, and there is a YouTube component where you can go through all of these things along the way. But the second most common thing you're seeing mocked beyond that is the Rams moving a little bit in round two to take Michael Penix out of Washington. And the quarterback thing is fascinating to me because they've got a guy that has won a Super Bowl for them. They got a guy that might end up in the Hall of Fame who's still playing at a really high level. Do you really draft a quarterback right now? And especially, do you move to draft a quarterback?
Let me kind of ask this question. Let's look at it from when – the Packers moved. Actually, I don't even think the Packers moved up, but when they drafted Jordan Love, that kind of started it changed the entire relationship with Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. And I don't think anyone was questioning that Aaron Rodgers is not still the man. I don't think anybody was questioning that this guy is still going to be as long as you have him as your quarterback, you got a legitimate chance to go make a run in the NFC. If they drafted a quarterback, do you think that means anything to Matthew Stafford? I don't think it does.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's a good question because Aaron Rodgers is a weirdo, and he gets in his feelings really easily.
Let's say full transparency. They're going to Matthew Stafford. Hey, we'll just give you a heads up on this. If we find a quarterback that we think is the quarterback for 3 years down the road, it's our responsibility to make sure that as an organization, we want to be smart about it, and that's what we want to do. Now, if Matthew Stafford could say, guys, get me either use that pick to help us this year, use that pick
that's
to make
where it
sure
gets weird.
This year and next year, like you're kind of looking at your window, but I understand where they're coming from if the Rams do it. I guess just the only question that you're asking, do you think Stafford would be okay with that?
He'd be more okay with it than Aaron Rodgers would be for the reasons that I mentioned, because Rodgers is just, he's prickly, right? Like he's looking for reasons to be bothered by things.
Right. I think that Matthew Stafford, every starting quarterback has an ego, but I think his ego is a different ego than Aaron Rodgers.
I agree. But the other thing you brought up, I think, is the reason why it may be.
Help now.
Dude, I got 4 years left. Mm-hmm. Right, I'm going to play until I'm 40 years old. I got 4 years left.
We just lost Aaron Donald.
How does Michael Penix help me? Mm-hmm. How does Michael Penix help me get ready to win a Super Bowl this year or next year or the year after that? The answer is it doesn't. It only helps you, and it only helps you after I'm gone. Mm-hmm. I need another wide receiver. Right. I need a tight end. Mm-hmm. I need a left tackle. I need somebody to go sack the quarterback. Like I need these other things to help me do this. This literally helps nobody but you, and not anytime soon, and certainly not until I'm gone. So I don't think that's an unreasonable emotion to have. If the Rams were bad, then sure, you got to start thinking about what's coming out. They're not. They're pretty darn good.
But it is also, I get the responsibility of, if we found somebody in the draft that we really like, and we are looking down the road.
I think that matters. Mm-hmm. For instance, if the Rams at 19, for the sake of argument, let's say they pick at 19, or they move to 25 or whatever, and they pick a player at 25, whatever. And then all of a sudden, it's their turn to pick again, or it's getting closer to their turn to pick again, to where to move wouldn't cost you a whole lot. And a player like Michael Penix, who's the name that we keep talking about, is still kind of there, or maybe it comes all the way back to you again, and he's still there. You're like, look, this just fell into our laps. This was not our plan, but we have to take this
guy. We're taking him.
We're taking him because he could be the future of our team. That's a much easier sell to Stafford and to everybody else that we weren't
up
planning
to go target
on,
him.
But he's here. We really like him. We think that he can help us in 2029. You know, we need to start getting ready for that, and we think that's the future of this team. But if you move up to take him, and especially if you move up in a significant way to take him, you're broadcasting a weird message. I don't think you can take a quarterback to go get that guy. If it lands in your lap, I think it's a different story.
Yeah, but I also think they can't be so, like, 2 years from now focused. They do need to build a team for a future at the same time. And I think that, like, I think it wouldn't be crazy.
Can I make a case for why they can do both things at the same time? The case to doing both those things, that I'm going to pick either players that I think are Leatu Latu from UCLA, I think is a guy that you could drop in right now, and he's going to give you
impact.
Close. Mm-hmm. Like, solid NFL play. Mm-hmm. He's not going to be, oh my God, we got the next. It's not going to be that.
Which all you can ask for from a first-year player.
He's a Honda Accord. But I think his ceiling is kind of where you're at right now. That whatever he's going to be, he's that right now. Mm-hmm. There's Chop Robinson, for instance, is a guy that's a little more unfinished material, a guy that's going to be better 5 years from now than he is right now. So if you're drafting those projects a little bit later and you're taking something a little bit more of a sure thing now, or you're using that first round pick to trade out and get established NFL players right now and find your Kyren Williams, find your Puka Nacuas, find your guys that you're drafting for your Davis Allens, the guys that have had impact, find another left tackle, I'm blanking on his name right now, Alark Jackson, who was an undrafted free agent, and develop some other things there, I'm not sacrificing my future, because they've proven they're happy to punt on first rounders if they think that other ways to get good today are available to them.
But you're not finding the Hall of Fame members of the Rams organization in this fourth, fifth round.
No, like, you're not.
So you're not finding guys to fill in spots.
I hear you, and you're not wrong. But in the process of maybe potentially punting on that Hall of Famer down the road, what if you win another Super Bowl? What if you go to another Super Bowl? Is that not worth it?
Well, what does Les Snead always say? That you just got to find your window? Their window. But by the way, I don't know how much their window changed. I mean, a lot of our conversation feeling really, really good about the Rams was before Aaron Donald decided that he was going to retire.
Yep.
I actually don't know what their window is now. I don't. I mean, they don't have.
That's a good point.
To not have a. I think our conversation's a lot different a couple months ago than it is today. I don't know what they are in the NFC. They don't have a defense.
Well. They might not have a defense. We could show up in game week one and be like, oh, no, this is not good. Right? Mm-hmm. That's a real possibility that Aaron Donald was so good.
So I don't know how much that dictates what they're doing in the draft or that window that we're talking about.
They could have a defense. You're like, it's all right.
That's serviceable.
Like, it's not going to be the 85 Bears, but it could be, you know what? That's a little bit better than we thought. Mm-hmm. That it's league average. They've got the 17th best defense in the league. You can go win with that.
But also, when's the last time someone won a like Super Bowl with a bad defense or like an average defense?
Well, I would argue that the Rams had an average defense. Not like a bad defense, but they weren't
they had,
like
they had what 10 sacks in that Super Bowl. They had Von Miller. They had Aaron Donald. They had
they did
him.
But keep in mind, everybody was sacking Joe Burrow 10 times a game in that playoff run. That was more a function of Cincinnati having a terrible offensive line than it was.
But that defense also got stops against the Niners.
For sure. Mm-hmm. But again, I think there's a lot of ground between bad and good enough. I don't know if you have to have a great one.
Before Aaron Donald announced he was retiring, what do you think? 10-ish wins coming into this year?
If you set the number at 10, I would have a hard time picking whether to go over or under.
Be tough. Yeah. I'm with you. That's why they always do the half.
Yeah, ten is the number.
Okay.
Yeah.
Without him, I'm just out of curiosity, how much did that change?
9? I don't know. Look, I don't think Chris Shula, their new defensive coordinator, knows for sure. I don't think Les Snead knows for sure. I don't think Sean McVay knows for sure. It's impossible to try to do the math of what your defense is going to look like when you take off the best defensive player your team has ever had, the sport may have ever had. And does it go from pretty good to awful, or does it go from pretty good to just okay? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody knows. I think we got to see. And I would... They're going to spend this pick on offense. I have this weird feeling that they're going to go offense just because that's how.
Offense number one.
At 19, you're saying?
Wherever they pick, I think that it'll be to pick an offensive player.
They're going to go fully in offensive mode. Hey, we're going to try to stack the deck.
First one to 40 wins.
Hmm. Right.
One of those kind of deals, which doesn't always work, except for occasionally it works. Right.
Yeah. And you're probably banking that you're not going to get the same Puka Nacua that you did last year. Maybe you get a tight end. Maybe you get another receiver. They could get a receiver that's actually fast and go deep. I don't know. But everything is pointing towards a defense and then maybe a quarterback in a later round. But one thing in Michael Penix's corner to come to the Rams, if he does fall to the Rams in a later round, I think not in the first round, would be that he's played for so long. They like guys that have been in college for a while and that have been, quote-unquote, professionals in college for a long time. Puka Nacua was like that.
Cooper Kupp
was like that. All these guys played a long time, so I think that's one thing in Michael Penix's corner.
Look, the NFL draft is kind of a crapshoot under the best of circumstances. The Rams have had more good drafts than they've had bad. And their philosophy has, what did we say, borne fruit? It is, fruit has been born. Fruit has been bared in the Rams draft philosophy over the last few years. So I'd be surprised if they end up with a quarterback. The window's open now.
I mean, they have sets embedded at practice facility.
Uh-huh. That didn't work out. That's one in the you never know what you're going to get category. Factor Caps coming up next is Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. You do know what you're going to get at Rotolo Chevrolet. Here's what you're going to get. You're going to get that Silverado you were looking for because they have all the Silverados, all the makes, models, colors. You have a very specific need. And so, I want this Silverado, this color with these options. They've got it. You want the right price? Rotolo Chevrolet's got you covered on that as well. But what you know you're going to get at Rotolo Chevrolet, 100,000 times out of 100,000, is customer service that's going to knock your socks off. That's why they win Dealer of the Year every year. That's why you go back time and time again. That's why I've had multiple cars from Rotolo Chevrolet, multiple Silverados from Rotolo Chevrolet, because they take care of you. You feel good about it. It's transparent. It's courteous. It's upfront. You're going to tell your friends, hey, I bought Silverado at Rotolo. If you've been looking, you got to go there. That's how you do it year after year after year. It's what Mike Capozzo insists on, and make sure that everybody on his team understands it, to make sure that you get exactly what you want at the price you want and you feel good about it. So if you've been looking, get out to Rotolo Chevrolet, 210 Freeway, Sierra Avenue exit. You can't miss it. And if you're thinking, you know, Fontana's not exactly around the corner for me, go online, rotolochevy.com, R-O-T-O-L-O, rotolochevy.com, and tell them that Travis sent you.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hey guys, I forgot to mention.
Aloha.
That part of my prep for the Taylor Swift album coming out tonight, the Tortured Poets Department, will be watching the Matthew Stafford documentary that's going to be on YouTube at 8 p.m. tonight. So I'm going to do Matthew Stafford doc into Taylor Swift, because inside of us are two wolves.
Is that the, you might be the only person on Earth. I put together Earth and person, Perthen. That's going to do that specific doubleheader. Unless maybe Kelly Stafford is a big Taylor Swift fan, then maybe
I don't
her.
Know if they went to the concert or not, but yeah. I'm sure Kelly's already watched it. She's already watched her cut.
Okay.
But yeah, I will be doing that, and I will live tweet everything. So stay tuned. Okay, so Peter Fairbanks is a pitcher for the Rays, and he had a pretty terrible outing yesterday, and afterwards, he was at the locker room, and he decided to say this in regards to his outing.
Was it just a matter of command, location, selection, anything specific?
No, I thought it generally sucked. I didn't think it was a specific suck. I thought it was like an all-encompassing type of suck. So, you know, we're going to try and rectify that, but right now I'm going to be pretty pissed about it.
All right, so that's Peter Fairbanks and his pretty raw reaction. Because, like, what else are you going to say? Yeah, if you suck, you suck, okay? So moments like these where someone, you had a terrible day at work and you have people in your face asking you questions about how exactly were you so terrible at what you did at work today. So moments like these, you're happy that you don't have to field a bunch of questions after a bad day of work. Travis Fettercap.
Fact. That athletics... maybe politics. I'm trying to think of other things where...
sometimes with like award shows, things like that.
Sure. Yeah. Like this immediate reaction to the thing that you just did with virtually no time to process, decompress, kind of figure out what you want to do. That doesn't catching happen more often is really funny to me, or surprising to me, because A, that's funny, but B, you can feel he's furious, mostly at himself for performing at such a low level for any given day. But he had one of the worst days of his professional life, and somebody comes up to him and says, hey, you were really, really bad at this.
Today.
Any idea on why you're so bad at your job? That's not a fun moment.
It's a complete crap.
It's a complete crap.
Okay, this is why I'm going to go cap on this, okay? Sometimes it's good when you have a really bad day to just kind of get it out.
Vent.
It's to vent. And it's also, if you can joke about it a little bit, I mean, obviously he's not taking himself serious in that interview, but there's a little bit of, if I came home today and Michelle says, how's your day? Let me use her as like a reporter. And I say, I gotta be honest, it was awful. I was awful.
I had a bad draft pick.
I had a bad draft pick. No, I was
Jorge
awful.
Jorge took the rock.
This happened. I was awful. It was awful. This was bad. There's a little bit, if I kind of make fun of how bad the day was, do you ever, things are not going your way? Trav, do you ever just kind of laugh sometimes? It's like, of course.
Yeah.
Did you ever have that reaction? Of course.
When it rains, it pours.
Right.
I think those kind of help a little bit. Now, do I want it every day? I don't. But I think in this instance, I'm okay with it.
Jorge?
What I found interesting about that is the reporter comes at you like giving you options of, you know, opt for one of these. Like, was it your command? Was it you're not feeling it? Was it like this? Was it that? And the fact that he takes none of them, he's like, no. I just simply suck.
All around sucks.
A general suck.
That
is
good.
I love the honesty. And, you know, Bill Belichick's another guy who just brushes these reporters off like that.
I love real emotion.
Yeah.
It is so refreshing when you get somebody, and you can be, guys, it's okay to be mad. Right. It's okay to be frustrated. It's okay to snap at somebody once in a while because it's real. Ah, man, gonna go get him next time. That's so wrong.
Can I guess who that was?
Who?
It's your boy Russell Wilson.
Yeah. I wonder.
Let's ride.
You lost the Super Bowl because you blanked it up. How does that feel? Oh, gosh, guys.
Can't wait to get back out there. Camp.
That's a crazy person has that reaction. You go out there and get lit up from foul pole to foul pole and you come in. What happened? I sucked. That's what happened. That's normal. Russell Wilson's the worst. Next.
Go steal it.
Next.
Next.
What?
All right. So this morning, a trailer for a new movie from M. Night Shyamalan came out. It's called Trap. T-R-A-P. The trailer is one of the most interesting premises for a movie I think I've ever seen. And I think that's one great thing about M. Night is he kind of has these great premises, doesn't always execute the same way when it gets on the screen. But if you are interested, or if you're not, I would say check out that trailer. But the trailer does reveal a lot. It reveals potentially to me a lot of what's going to happen in this movie and maybe gives away a potential spoiler. But again, if you're putting it in the trailer, it's probably not that big of a spoiler. Anyway, you do not want to see a trailer for a movie that you want to see. So if you're going to go see a movie, you just want a recommendation, no trailer, going in blind. Al, Factor Cap.
Cap, not every time, but there are times where I don't know enough about the movie and I want to see the trailer. Or I just know I want to go see a movie and I'm not sure which movie to go see. And maybe I just don't have the knowledge of what the movies are, or I don't have one that I'm specific to. I'll go to Landmark's website and I'll see, okay, here are the movies out. Let me see some trailers. And based on the trailer, I'm probably going to pick my movie. So Cap.
Trev?
I think I'm fact. I don't have to see a trailer, or, you know, because I don't see a ton of movies. I'm going based on recommendations of people who have given me good recommendations in the past. Hey, Trav, I think you'd like this, whether it's a book, whether it's a TV show, whether it's a movie. Like, I don't care about a critic necessarily. I don't care about like reading the dust jacket on the book. Like, that's not really going to hook me all that often. But if somebody that's turned me on to a handful of books before says, oh, you really like that one, and I did like most of the other ones, that's what's going to go. The trailer doesn't really, because you can make anything look pretty good in a trailer.
Yeah. And again, this premise is really cool. I'm really interested to see what he does here.
When's it coming out?
In August.
Okay.
So without going into detail, basic, dad takes his daughter to an Eras Tour style concert. So it's Eras Tour, Rihanna, Olivia Rodrigo, basically pop girl. And
Katy Perry.
A bunch of cops surround the stadium because they're trying to find a killer. And this whole thing is a trap to find the killer inside of the stadium.
I'm in. That sounds cool.
Watch the trailer.
Yeah.
I like your trailer voice, by the way.
Jorge.
In a world.
So, Jorge, what do you think? Do you not want to see trailers?
I've changed over time because you guys remember back in the day, you pop a DVD and then they load it with a bunch of trailers.
Sure.
And then it would make you go back and watch different films. When you go to the movie theater, you watch different trailers.
Coming soon on VHS.
Now I go based on people like you recommending a movie, or my buddy Richard who recommends a movie, and there's no need for me to watch a trailer anymore. That's like 3-4 minutes of you know, of you doing something else. So I don't need to watch the trailer nowadays.
Also, I never get tired of this. If you tweet at me or DM me or whatever saying, hey, I'm trying to see a rom-com this weekend. What should I watch? Like, whatever. I love giving recommendations.
I know you do.
Even if I don't, like, know you, I'll try to be like, hey, here's a little description of what this is, and maybe you'll like it.
So. Yeah, The Notebook. Check it out.
Exactly. All right, so I have one more thing for you guys. So, I'm not going to give any spoilers for this if you are a Survivor fan. So this has nothing to do with the outcome of the episode. You don't need no Survivor. But in the episode, they play hide and seek at one point. And one of the contestants goes off saying he's learning so much about people by how they play hide and seek. If they go this place, if they take it really seriously, he's trying to say, he's using that to say how he's going to play the game and whether they're a threat or not. So anyway, you think you can learn a lot about somebody by how they play games. So you can play, like, if they play Monopoly, if they play charades, you know a lot about somebody by how they play games. Jorge, Factor Cap.
Yeah, especially the cheaters. It happens with us in the family. Like, you'll catch somebody putting an extra, like, we play bingo or whatever, like, or we call it loterias, just like cards and you put your whatever. Sometimes we catch somebody putting in, like, the whatever we use, a bean or
sure,
to fill in the sun, and the sun has not come by. Like, and then they win. Oh, loteria, we win. I'm like, dude, the sun hasn't even come out yet. Oh, but my card is full.
Monopoly, everybody starts with $600.
And then
this guy's
$2,800. So, yes, I look for the fun way of cheating, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm. Travis?
Yeah, I think it's fact. But I think you can learn a lot more about a certain type of person than every person. If somebody takes a game and has a bizarre reaction to losing, you got a pretty good insight into what sort of person that is, right? Like, that's not complicated. Now, there is the person that can just not kind of engage on that stuff, and it's super important to them, but you'll never know it. And like that information you're not pulling out. But if we're playing Battleship and I J7 you and you're out and you hurl the thing across the room, I know what kind of guy you are.
Exactly. Al?
B6.
In fact, you could definitely learn a lot. I it's kind of funny. I think for me, I'm only competitive in things that I care about, right? However, if we're playing pickleball and all of a sudden you care just a little bit too much, now I'm like, you know what? Now I want to win only because you want to win, if that makes sense, right? Like,
Are we teammates in this scenario?
Let's say you and I are playing two other guys that care way too much.
Yeah.
And they're from the radio station. Well, now I'm going to try and beat them. I didn't care coming into it. It's all good. We lost.
Yeah.
But if they want it that bad, then I kind of want to win just because they want it.
I'm with you on that 100%, but I have one follow-up question on that. Do you want it because you want it, or you just want them to suffer?
I want them to lose.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, me too.
There's a reason why I want them to lose. Why do you care so much about pickleball?
100%.
So then, we're on the same page. Then it's, well, if you care that much, then let me put a little bit into it to make sure that you don't get what
you're looking
for.
But at this point, I'm not trying to win. I'm just trying to make sure that you don't win.
Yes.
Yes. That's
You'll match their competitiveness, I guess.
No, it's almost just like you care way too much for this, so let's go to work.
Yeah.
Let's go to work to make sure
I want to take something away from you that you want that I don't care about. That's the ultimate win.
That's how I'm now at these soccer games now. Like, I get these guys that take it serious. Like, we're not playing for
a
World Cup or anything,
no,
guys. Like,
too much.
I'm having fun. But if you play hard at me, I'm going to come hard at you, too.
Excuse me, Jorge. Sorry about that. Another baseball legend says that pitchers are doomed, basically. That's coming up. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Just trying to watch games without getting blacked out every time.
Jorge's got a guy.
Of course I do.
That is the worst.
It's the worst.
It is the worst.
And I don't even know the rules.
It seems like such an antiquated thing, too.
Remember how I used to hide when I was telling you and Susan about the guy? Oh. Susan's like, oh, why are you hiding? I was like, I just don't want to put it out there.
Right.
Can I say one thing?
Yes.
I would pay the Dodgers to just watch Dodger games, and they will not let me.
It's coming.
Okay, because they did it for the Lakers. I bought the $20 a month NBA. Yeah. Yep. I can get all the Lakers broadcasts on Spectrum. Loved it. Great. I'm willing to pay the $20. I will play $20 to watch Dodger games, and they will not let me unless I get the Spectrum thing.
So I was just telling Trav. So I have the MLB. I don't know. Is it called League Pass?
Extra innings.
Extra innings. Okay. MLB extra innings. I have that. I have it because I have like a quarter season package of the Padres, and it comes with it.
You want to watch Padre games,
It comes with it, okay?
Can you even imagine?
Which one? Padre games?
We're the last one to win a playoff series, okay?
This should be free. Why would you pay for that?
We did win against the Dodgers. All right, put that aside for a quick second. But
World Series?
I will say, kind of was, unfortunately. I will say that it's like even games with that, some games I can watch. If I'm down in San Diego and there's a Dodger-Padre game on, I can't watch it. Like, it's just, it's all so confusing. I still don't understand any of the blackouts. I really truthfully do not understand them.
So,
Emily, ESPN was blacking out Laker games simply because...
There's national games and there's regional. Look, I'm not going to get into the weeds of all of this, but the rules are ridiculous. They're from another era. It doesn't make any sense. Every game is on TV every night somewhere. Just throw the switch. Is anybody choosing not to go to a game because it's on TV? No. If you're going to, at least not in my world, like, hey, I want to go see the Dodgers tonight. Oh, it's on TV. Oh, then I'm not going. No, you're going to go to the Dodger game that day if you're planning on going to the Dodger game.
Again, I'm more than happy to pay Spectrum to just watch Dodger games. I am willing to do that. And they will not.
That is coming. What you said, every team is going to have the
direct to consumer.
I think it's MLB.TV Diamondbacks, MLB.TV Padres. I think there is a package where you
can't do it for the Dodgers, though. It's everything else. I can do watch the Nationals, but I can't watch the Dodgers.
Spectrum paid the Dodgers $8 billion. They're not just going to say, we'll cut our own knees off by giving it to Emily directly.
Why did the Lakers allow it?
I don't know. These are conversations I don't know. It wasn't that long ago. It was a little bit long ago where you would see Dodger games from Dodger Stadium on TV maybe 3 or 4 times a year. They were all blacked out because the fear was that, people won't come if they can watch it on TV. It's simply not true.
Didn't it take how many years did it take for them? DirecTV couldn't watch.
That was, I think, a 6-year deal. I'm talking about back in the 70s and 80s where when they would go on the road, you'd get half of the road games would be on Channel 11 back in the day, right? And then 5. But to see the Dodgers in their home uniforms at Dodger Stadium, that would take a nationally televised Saturday afternoon NBC game. That was your only chance to see it.
I think do you remember when Lakers were on KCAL?
Sure.
This is not that long ago. We're talking about 15 years ago. Tape delayed.
I know.
I'm not talking about the NBA finals. I'm talking about if it was an early game, they wouldn't air it.
You know why?
Because they wanted you to get home and watch it then.
Yeah. Because they were afraid that you would still be at work. And now, because people work not, it's all crazy. It's all crazy. Emma, Emily, don't listen. Al, will you have my back on this if she... Just, we're good.
Listen, I'm telling you right now, I have your back, but if she raises her voice, I'm out.
When you were talking about, not Fredrickson, what was the guy's name that had was angry?
Peter...
Fairbanks.
Fairbanks.
You said that he had his meltdown in the locker room?
Right, because that's where the lockers are. It's the room where they are, the lockers. And that's every other sport calls it locker room.
See, that's not true either. It's the clubhouse in baseball. And in hockey, they get very specific. It is the dressing room.
Oh, wow.
Hockey.
So this is poem cop, now locker room wording cop.
Accuracy cop. Detail cop.
I'm out. I had your back.
Does the details matter? No, they don't in this specific instance.
Yeah, but see, I fancy myself somebody that likes to pay attention to the little things, especially when it comes to baseball. And I think Emily and I are similar in a number of ways in that the little things can make a big difference.
Sure.
And I feel like I'm helping you by telling you that it's the clubhouse.
Thank you to the baseball cop over here.
You're welcome.
For correcting my grammar on things that don't matter. You understand what I was talking about.
I wasn't correcting your grammar. I was correcting your vocabulary.
Jesus Christ.
I guess you're on your own this one. We don't got your back after all.
Just trying to help. I know you're a bright young woman, and I want to make sure that you have the proper words for the proper time.
What's it called in golf? The fitting room?
This is very interesting. In golf, it could be either the locker room or the clubhouse, depending on which part of the room you're in. Mm. See, it's very detailed.
It really doesn't matter.
Slee, you suck. I'm looking at you for just time. Just line up behind me.
I'm out. I told you. I said right just at the beginning, just she line raises up behind her voice,
me.
I'm out.
Come on, man. Are we in this together or not?
No, you're like, not I'm on out. This one.
I quit.
I ran the other way.
I'm not picking you in our snake draft of hosts after that. That's coming up next. Stravinsky, 710 ESPN.